2023 Cleveland Guardian spring training coverage here on WEOL. Joining us on the hotline from Arizona, it is outfielder Miles Straw. Miles, thank you very much for taking some time to join us here. How you doing?
Doing great, man. We just previously talked about the weather, but good to get back and hanging out with and seeing all the new faces and all the old faces, and just getting back to playing baseball.
Back with the boys, nothing quite like that. As I do want to ask you, just because we've seen the reports as of late, and feel free to expand as much or as little as you want on it, but how's the knee feeling? I know I've seen you've been dealing with a little bit of soreness, so how are you feeling physically as you get ramped up here for 2023?
No, I feel great. We got a great medical staff, a great, strength and conditioning, staff, and these guys have been working with me quite a bit, and I feel like I'm right around the corner, so not too worried about that. But like I said, we're back and playing baseball, so just getting to show up to the yard every day is it's been nice. So definitely looking forward to the season and what we got going on here.
Fantastic. And Miles, quickly taking a look back at last year, I know offensively there were some ups and downs for you. I know you got off to a real hot start, slumped towards the middle of the season, but in September and October, you sported a .305 batting average. Was there something that you found towards the tail end of last season that you could kind of carry with you here to the start of this new season?
Not too much from last season, but fortunately enough, I was able to get up to Cleveland this offseason and work with our hitting coaches. With Val and X, so just having that resource and being able to do that and get that one-on-one time, we talked over a few things and went through some video and that kind of stuff. So just having that time to go up there in the off season and to get some extra work in was huge for me. So to kind of understanding how the body is working and how my what I need to do and what I was doing. So to get that information was big time, and to bring it to spring training and to utilize that this spring will be fun to kind of go through with those guys.
Miles, but with so many young guys making their debut on this team last year and in the outfield as well, most notably Stephen Kwan, of course, just a fantastic rookie season for him. But again, there is just a lot of youth around that locker room. Do you view yourself as a leader and kind of a vocal leader in that clubhouse?
I do the best I can. These guys, we try to lead by actions. It all starts with Jose. Really it starts at the top with, the staff and the front office. They do a great job of kind of setting an example and kind of showing, what we're about around here. And, it goes down and down the chain. And, I try to do the best I can. If there's something I need to say or speak up, I will for the most part, but, I try to do it mostly with actions and, just being on time, being where I got to be. And, everyone does pretty much, we don't have any issues with people being late or anything like that. So, it was great, man. These young guys, they came in and they stepped up and they did what they had to do last year. So, there's not much more you can really ask from them. Like I said, they're doing their job. They're there. They're on time. They're present. They're willing to get better. So, when you have rookies that are, kind of already on board, it's like they've been here already a few years. So not a whole lot you can really say to them. Mm-hmm. We just kind of, we have fun. We play basketball in the clubhouse. We do our thing. So we hang out off the field. So it's the team camaraderie it's there. And, those guys kind of stepped up and it's like that, like I said, it's like they've been there for a few years. So they had the rules down and, they got put their head down and they got to work. So that's all you can ask for.
Miles, you just talked about, you guys wanting to be around each other, spending a lot of time with each other. And I know even last year, there were a number of guys in that locker room that talked about, the brotherhood and the camaraderie and how tight-knit that group is. Does that, how much of a benefit is that, having a locker room that really does, care about each other and truly wants to be around each other compared to one that, guys are sort of maybe a little distant from each other? How much does that serve you guys in a positive manner?
Oh, it's huge. It's basically like, you go into work. You can go to work and, sometimes there's people you like, sometimes there's people you don't like. And at the end of the day, you always want to be around people you like. So, it's truly great. Like I said, there's even after night games, it's not the same people. We don't have the same friends. We're all family. Like I see throughout the year, I'll probably hang out with every single person on the team. And, that's not just myself. That's other guys, like outfielders hanging out with pitchers. Pitchers hanging out with infield. It's it's great. So I feel like, you know, when you're close and you get along that well, I mean, you can only imagine what it's going to do going to work on a baseball field and trying to get along, and, you know, we're all on the same page, and you know, it's great. It's truly, it's hard to explain, but it's, you know, I'm very blessed to get to work with these guys every day.
Good. Miles, I appreciate the thoughtful responses. And the last one I have here for you, if you could maybe pick out a main focus, if you have one, or a main goal, main objective, whatever it may be, that you have for yourself as you work through spring training and, again, get ready for the 2023 campaign.
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm just worried about getting healthy. But like I said, that's right around the corner for myself. But, you know, just trying to get there offensively. I mean, obviously, I know for myself, I know I can hit. Just trying to get back on page and being a threat for this year. I mean, I feel like, you know, I can make a team much better when I'm going well. And, you know, I'm trying to be more consistent this year. I don't want to have those, you know, those 3 or whatever it was, few months where it was just, you know, just like no one was hitting in the nine hole. So I want to be that guy that goes there and I want, you know, get on base for whoever's hitting after me. So, you know, I want to be on base, steal a bunch of bases. I just want to create havoc for whoever we're playing against. So that's the plan. You know, it doesn't always go as planned, but I think I got a good chance of, you know, bouncing back and, you know, balling out for the boys in 2023.
There you go. And, hey, even during the offensive slumps, he certainly balled out defensively last year. A number of diving catches, the gold glove, obviously. So, Miles, again, thank you for the responses. Certainly appreciate the time. Best of luck to you here in 2023. Wishing nothing but success and good health for you, man.
Oh, Roger, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You got it.